Welcome back. Today's video is entitled, Know If She's Your Best Option. Now, this is a major problem that I've seen with a lot of guys is that they start to get good with women or a little bit better, and they can't choose which kinds of women or which women in particular they think are their favorites. I mean, that sounds like a really high quality problem, but it is a massive problem. And the reason why is because then you end up jumping from woman to woman and not really knowing or getting far enough with any of them to be able to get intimate in any kind of way. So there's where they chase one and then they like this person and they maybe get close a little bit, maybe close enough to flirt with them and to get some correspondence, maybe a phone number. And then as soon as they get the phone number, they leave and go try to get another phone number. And they never actually get to hook up with anybody. And the problem is one of the reasons why is because they feel like they don't really know how to hook up with the person. They just feel like it's best if they just get a lot of numbers and they get props for that. So instead of doing that, I want you to try to figure out, eventually, you're going to need to know which one is your best option. Which kind of woman is the woman that's your best option for sure? And women have a really hard time with this as well, knowing which kind of guy is their best option. So I'm going to teach you now a concept that I learned from studying a psychologist named Robert Sternberg, and he had an idea called the triangular theory of love. The triangular theory of love states that there are three different points to understand whether or not you love someone, rather that you are in love with them versus just loving them. And the three points that he sort of explained, that he explained in a different kind of way that I'm going to redesign here for you, are physical attraction or sexual attraction, which is the same thing. And then there's emotional attraction, which is rapport and connection. And then there's logical attraction, which is logistics basically whether or not it makes sense for you to date. You know, one of the most overlooked concepts is logical attraction. But if you don't have all three of these things, these different areas of consummate love, then you're not in love. And technically, you just love someone. Loving someone means that you have rapport with them. It means that you have some kind of a connection built up, some kind of an emotional association with them. If you think about it, you use the word love with your family, just like you use the word love with someone you really care about, and maybe a dog or a cat that you really love, or a type of sport that you really love, things like that. Like, I love football is the same kind of love, really, as I love you, dad, or I love you, mom. That's the same word, but we probably mean different things in different levels. And when you tell a loved one maybe that you're dating, that you love them, you might mean that in a different way. But if you ever heard, I love you, but I'm not in love with you, then this is really going to mean a lot to you, because what they're saying is that you don't have all three points of what is called consummate love triangle. The consummate love triangle is all these three different points: physical attraction, emotional, and logical attraction. If you have all three, you have what's called consummate love, which is true love or being in love. If you have two, then you have a deficit in one, and it means that you have any number of combinations of things that are wrong. One of which is being hopeless romantic. One is being having what's called superficial love, which is no emotion involved in it. And the other is just friendship with no physical anything, and that's the friend zone. Now, if you understand which causes create each of these different situations, you can stop them from happening. And in future videos, we're going to go over which causes create each of these different areas and how to make sure that doesn't happen to you whenever you are in an interaction with a woman. But for now, I want you just to think about a time in which you've either said, I love you, but I'm not in love with you, or which you've heard it. And I want you to think about maybe why they said that, which one of these different things was missing. If you said it, think about which one was missing for you. And if they said it, someone else did, think about which one was probably missing for them. And try to peg it. Was it emotional, like rapport or connection that they needed and you weren't willing to commit? Was it the physical attraction was just dead? There was no connection, no touch anymore. They just weren't sexually attracted to you anymore, or maybe you weren't sexually attracted to them. Or was it something else, like they didn't want to do long distance, or they didn't want to, their parents didn't like you, or their friends didn't like you, something like that, or you worked completely opposite schedules? Which one was missing for you? Another one, big component of logical attraction missing is timing. It's one of the biggest ones. So was it just not the right time or something as well? So try to peg that and figure out which one it is. And go ahead and explain your situation below in a comment, and I will respond back and let you know what I think about it and tell you how I believe you can fix that problem and moving forward, how we can start to address this and recognize it early so you can tell whether or not a girl is actually your best option out of all the girls that you're going to be meeting. Because you're going to be meeting a lot of women, and that's kind of the process that we have to go through as men whenever we are trying to learn these different qualities and learn how to be attractive. So go ahead and comment below and let me know what you think, and I will respond back as soon as I get the opportunity to. I'll definitely do that.